up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I hope everyone had a smooth week, and you're going into the weekend even smoother. I know I haven't put up a episode within 2 weeks, and I truly, truly apologize for that. I've just been very busy. This episode, I'm going to talk about what being 33 meant for me. 33 was definitely a different year for me. I felt like I went through the dark night of the soul. And I told a girl that she asked me, do you know what the dark night of the soul is? And I was hesitant. She said, you haven't been through it. But honestly speaking, now that I'm thinking about it, I felt like I have been through the dark night of the soul, because I was in a very dark place. And it was a lot for me because I was going through it alone. I just did a big transition where I moved from my mom's home and, you know, started a new life somewhere else. Though it's not far from New York, it was just like, it was sort of a shock to my mental state of mind where, you know, I'm by myself now officially. I'm not hearing nobody else's unless it's my neighbors. I'm not hearing anybody else in my home. It's just me, and I have these responsibilities. You know, I'm honestly not worried about paying like bills or anything. I wasn't. I don't think I ever will be, but I think for me it's just really starting my own life and being alone for a while. That was a shock to me. And at the moment of my life of moving, I wasn't really talking to nobody like that as well. So it was just a different atmosphere for me. So I can't lie, it was a struggle. And I also was going through other things. And it's just like, shit, it was very dark on a mental state of mind. I felt like I got out of it because the higher power had sent people, random people to me in different times to talk to me. And I was able to pull through, and I'm very blessed to say that I was able to get out of it. And it made me more powerful to have gotten out of situations where, you know, it could have been way worse for me. So I'm very blessed. I'm very happy for that. I believe at 33, you know, I realized, like, let people be on their weird shit. And, you know, it's a good weird and it's a bad weird. You never want to be a bad weird. You always want to be a good weird. But for me, it's just like, there's a lot of people who move very weird. And, you know, I hate to always bring this up, but because of social media that is in our lives now, it doesn't have to be, but it's in the majority of our lives, it makes people more fucking weird. So I feel like that, I realized, like, you gotta let people be. If motherfuckers want to be weird, let them be weird, but they don't got shit to do with you. You understand what I'm saying? And I realized, like, you create your world. And because you create this world, you don't have to have certain people in it. You don't even have to pay nobody no mind if you don't want to. And that's the beauty of it all. And I realized, like, yo, I could really make my own universe. I could do this, do that, manifest this, manifest that. Had this person in my life, had this person out my life. And it's no disrespect. It's no love lost. But you could really create the life that you want. And I remember I was told to this guy that I worked with a couple of days ago, and he was telling me, like, the life that I wanted to live, I had to cut off everybody in my life and start new and have people in my world that care about me. And I know that could be simple words, but it really stuck to me because You know, just him speaking, I know there was a difference in his spirit when he changed his friends and how they care for him. And I love that. And I feel like when you are creating your world, you don't want to be surrounded by beings that are not uplifting and are not powerful and not on a positive spectrum. You understand? You want to make sure you have beings who truly, truly care for your well-being, not only when y'all go out behind the scenes, you know, and having deep conversations where it opens your mind and allows you to think differently and being open-minded and growing with each other. I think that's very imperative to have nowadays because there's so many surface level things being thrown at us that we need to have deep minded conversations that allow us to broaden our minds and make sure that we're not only looking in one spectrum, but different types of spectrums. I realize I love my peace. And my peace requires me to spend time with myself, understand who I am, not telling my business all the time, and listening to spirit. I feel like when I was always outshined, I was always mixing up with people, always wanting to be around people, and I have said this in previous episodes, always wanting to be around people and feeling like I'm important instead of just honestly sticking to self and understanding who I am, understanding what I like and dislike, and knowing that I could really enjoy who I am without the need of others. And I honestly experience peace in my 33rd year. I'm not gonna hold you. I experience peace because I really took in me being by myself and appreciating quiet and listening to my own thoughts and even spirit and emotions and understanding who I am as a being, as a queen, as a empress, a high priestess, as a woman. You know? Being still with one. Not listening to anybody, but listening to self, I was able to acquire peace. This year, I really practiced being mindful of my emotions, if they're good or bad, or how I react towards people, or the things that I say. That has really made a change because I see that I react to certain things because of my past, or I react to certain things because I'm not feeling a certain way about myself, or, you know, I do certain things because of what had happened to me before that and how it carried on. So being mindful and understanding why I navigate, how I navigate, it really, really, truly is helping me, and I'm loving that. Really understanding the secret of living a life of not only gratitude, but a life of calmness will allow you to not overthink as much and not have intrusive thoughts, because my mind used to be very, very scattered. I used to be very irritated. A lot of emotions were in me. My thoughts, as I said, was very scattered, which is crazy. And I realized when I calmed down, I was mindful, understanding myself and even understanding people that surrounded me, I was able to be more at peace and calm and not take things so personal, you know, because a lot of things that people do to you is not personal. You know what I mean? That's something that's on them. That's a reflection of them. So understanding that you just got to focus on yourself and have an equanimity and really building yourself up to grow. Don't live a life where you're stagnant in growth of emotions and mental stability and spirituality or religion or whatever you're into. Don't be stagnant in it. Always try your best to grow. So, 'cause when you are coming up in age, you're getting wiser. You don't want to get caught up in a victim state of mind, or you don't want to be caught up in the same cycle every year trying to get out of it. You're in a maze that you can't get out. And that sounds crazy. Let's get it together. Just bigging myself up more at the age of 33, bigging myself up more and really listening to people. I really listen to people's comments, and the most comments I got was like, I love your energy. Your energy is beautiful. You're fashionable. You're cute. You're pretty. You're beautiful. Like, really take it in compliments. Before, I took in compliments, but this time I really took it in compliments to, like, help me put myself, like, into a higher level, because I, for years, have put myself in a lower level and didn't feel good about myself because of what I've been doing. It's like, no, Sarah, like, Miss Vibes, you gotta be in your vibe. Like, people are not complimenting you for no reason, and you're getting the same compliments. That's not a coincidence. It gotta be something truly special and glowing about you. To why people gravitate towards you, why people say things towards you, say things to you, and why people are comfortable around you. You really gotta, like, take that into perspective when you're looking at yourself. And I'm not saying take people's opinion and make that who you are, but if it's something like where the compliments are the same from different type of people, yo, there's something special about you, and you definitely gotta look at that. 33, it just, you know, I feel like this is my moment for me. The 30s is my moment to shine, you know. Like, my 20s, I had a lot of lessons that I had to learn, repeated cycles that I had to learn. And I finally feel like I'm stopping cycles at 33. I'm finally stopping cycles. No generational curses is not coming with me. I got that on my back for my family, and we gonna heal. I'm gonna heal my generation, because we deserve that for real. And I'm very grateful, because I came a long way. A lot of people probably think they know my story, but my story goes way deeper than what people think. And, like, I came a long way, and I'm truly blessed to still be here. I'm truly blessed to be the being that I am because of what I've been through. You know, it could have been way worse for me. And I'm so grateful for the higher power, the positive ancestors, and my dad for bringing me this far. There has been a lot of changes in my life. And these last few years, there has been drastic changes, and I may have hurt people because of those changes, but I felt like I was hurting myself more, and I needed to switch things up in order to protect my peace and protect my heart and protect my energy, because I truly feel I am a being that has a lot of light, and I had to protect it. And the people I have had in my life and I have met, I do feel like they all have beauty within them. But there's times where we both got to go our separate ways, and that's okay. I have no malicious type of feeling towards anyone that I no longer talk to. But I know that I grow separately from people. And they grow separately from me, and that's totally fine. So that was something that I felt I had to come to terms with, as hard as it was. Also, taking care of my body, eating better, drinking more natural juices, water. Not eating after 6 is like normal for me, you know. Doing intermittent fasting and just getting my body right. I definitely want to incorporate that more in my new year. And just, you know, because my body is my temple. Your body is your temple. You need to take care of your body. You need to eat certain things. A couple of weeks ago, the weather had changed. I got really sick. And I bought some elderberries. And I put that in my tea. No lie, I felt like so much better a couple of days later. Like, yo, that shit really helps. I'm trying to go on the holistic side of things instead of using Western medicine, which I feel is not for me, not for the Black race, I'm going to be honest. I feel like I want to go into the holistic type of living. So, you know, the elderberries helped me. There was a day where I felt really, really tired. I know naked juices is not the best thing, but I had the green naked juice. No lie, when I drank that, I was wide awake. I was only wide awake for like an hour or so. But when I say it gave me that boost, I'm like, who needs coffee? I don't drink coffee, but I have met a lot of people who drink it. But I'm like, who needs coffee when you have greens that could wake you the fuck up? But, yeah, I realized I'm powerful, yo. I was going through some shit. But I'm still here, and I'm excited for my new year coming up. I can't wait for it. I can't wait for my weekend. October 23rd, I was born on a Sunday, so this Sunday coming up, this is my real anniversary, 4:21 a.m. I came into this world on a Sunday. My mom Father created the one and only Miss Vibe Scorpiana. yes, I'm truly blessed and grateful. And I hope whatever the things that I said, you could relate to. Many peace and blessings.